What is up, everybody? Welcome to this latest edition of Phillies Today. Francisco Rojas here. We're recapping a tone setter to start this huge, biggest series of the year so far for the Fightin' Phils, and they win in a big way, 10-4 victory over the San Francisco Giants. We welcome Gabe Kapler back to Philadelphia. Well, not welcome back. He's been back since then, but you know, we had a love-hate affair, whatever you want to call it, with Gabe while he was here. So every time he comes back, it's just great to have him back. And it's great. Well, it's even better when we win, especially when this team was swept by the Giants, earlier this season. And, you know, number one, you want to get your revenge. And well, really, number one, I mean, the wild card implications, that's a big deal. And then number two, you know, getting revenge. So, on the Giants and Gabe Kapler. I don't really care about the revenge thing. I'm just really worried about where this team is in the playoff picture. And they stay put at number one in the wild card standings. Even if they lost this game, they would still be at number one. But the Giants dropped down to number three. We'll update you on some of the scores and standings from around the league a little later. But for sure, right now, the Phils are firmly planted in the number one wild card spot. Now with the 68-57 record, they're three games up in front of that last spot. So, simple show today. Really just going to get to the normal key moments recap from last night's big W. Then we'll get to the game takeaways. Preview tonight as the Phils try to, win the series. And then we'll get to, like I said, the around the league, the scores and standings from around the National League East and the rest of Major League Baseball. Get to some news and notes as well. Give you some bets. Haven't given you some bets in a while. And then we'll do some This Day in Phillies History. I'd never do This Day in Phillies History. But we're going to do that. And then I'll get you out of here. Because I know you're all excited for tonight's matchup against San Fran as the Phils try to take 2 of 3 in the biggest series so far this season. So recap from last night. It didn't start off so well. You're always nervous when Aaron Nola's on the bump. Obviously this year, especially because he has just had an up and down year, very, very mediocre season, giving up the long ball. And that's what he did. Top of the first, Jock Peterson, a solo homer to put the Giants on 1-0. Bottom of the first, though, Bryce Harper with an RBI single to tie up the game at 1. Phils tie the game up there. Bottom of the second, Edmundo Sosa with a huge 2-run homer to give the Phils a 3-1 lead. And then the next half inning in the top of the third, talking about the home run ball with Aaron Nola, Lamont Wade Jr., a solo bomb to center field to cut the lead to 3-2 for the Phils. Bottom of the third, though, Alec Bohm with a nice shot to left center field, a solo homer to put Phils up 4-2. And then bottom of the fifth, one of the most exciting plays in baseball, Bryce Harper with an inside the park home run to make it 5-2 game. That's all the Phillies would need. They would get more. They would get five more. Bryson Stott with an RBI double. Alec Bohm would score, and this is later that inning, 6-2 Phils. Bottom of the seventh, Johan Rojas with a 2-RBI triple to make it 8-2 Phillies. And then Kyle Schwarber, the next batter, 2-run. That was like Barry Bonds 2005. I think that was the year he did that, where he hit it off that second deck. They hit it like off the front of the second deck. That type of home run. 444 feet. That got out in a hurry. Kyle Schwarber, 10-2 Phils. Again, that's all they need. Top of the ninth was weird. Dylan Covey comes in. Johan Camargo hit by a pitch with bases loaded. Wilmer Flores would score. 10-3 Phils. Then Blake Sable, RBI single. Would make it 10-4 Phils, and that would really be the game. J.D. Davis flies out to Johan Rojas to end the game, and the Phillies would take game one 10-4. So my game takeaways from this game. The ninth inning was weird there. It was annoying. It was like, let's just get out of here. Do we have to do this? But either way, so I said this multiple times already. my first takeaway, tone setter for big series, you know, maybe the biggest, not maybe, it is the biggest series of the season so far this year. It's late August. You know, this is really when, you know, things are ramping up. Like, yeah, after the All-Star break, it's like, okay, now these games seem to start meaning more. I don't like that whole adage of, oh, well, games mean more. Every game is still a regular season game, but you get it though. Late August, games start to seem like they mean more. And then, you know, where the teams were in the standings. I think coming into this game, the Giants were still second in the wild card. They're not anymore. The Chicago Cubs have overtaken them. They are a half game back of the Phils, and the Cubs won last night 7-6 over Detroit. So I just think, you know, we're big way for the Phils to win this way, 10-4. You know, the offense has a big night. Nola, you know, he bounces back, and that's where I'm going to in my next takeaway. So first takeaway was tone setter for big series, the biggest season, you know, series of the season. So big tone setter in game one. Number two, Nola, quality start, bouncing back after, you know, the first couple of home runs there. You were thinking, oh, Nola's gonna implode. It's gonna be a bad outing. It wasn't. Yes, Peterson hits that homer. Lamont Wade hits that home run too. But it ends up working out. Nola did his job. Nola gives up two runs in seven innings. So, you know, two earned in seven innings, five strikeouts, one walk, seven hits. You know, Nola does his job. Okay, like, you know, from one of your horses, two earned in seven innings, especially in, you know, today's age where, you know, even a lot of aces of, you know, teams, staffs, they don't go seven innings. You know, a lot of it's like 5-6. So for Nola to go seven innings, to bounce back the way that he did, yes, the long ball is still an issue. I believe he has taken over Trevor Williams for the lead in home runs this year. Could be wrong on that, but regardless, like, he's up there. We get the long ball is an issue. But he bounces back, and, you know, after that Wade home run, and then Jack Peterson hit a single, Nola would retire 14 straight until he was taken out of the game after the seventh. So Nola, good to see him bouncing back the way he does. But I mean, that the long ball is really an issue, man. They really got to figure that out. You know, Larry Anderson talks about it a lot in the broadcast, about him not being able to, you know, locate down in the knees. He's getting hurt by, you know, throwing the ball, you know, up towards the letters, and that's why he's getting you know, knocked around with those homers. So, but again, Nola, you know, good start, way to bounce back. And my last takeaway, offense stays hot, man. And that this is 41 runs in their last five games now, 41 runs. And six hitters in this lineup had at least two hits. That's beautiful. I mean, I think this was, what, 16 runs on the night, or 16 runs, 16 hits, 10 runs on 16 hits, you know, all night. And just beautiful to see the offense this hot. And hopefully, I mean, this is where you want the offense to stay hot throughout the rest of the regular season, and hopefully stay hot going into the postseason. But again, six hitters in this lineup had at least two hits. Alec Bohm with a big night. Johan Rojas with a big night. You know, Bohm went 3-for-4 with a homer. Johan Rojas, you know, had a 2-RBI triple. Edmundo Sosa, home run and a triple. So, I mean, just a big night for the Phils offense overall. I mean, was there anybody in the lineup that didn't get there? There wasn't. Like, Jake Cave didn't get a hit. I think he did. He even pinch hit? I don't even know if he pinch hit. But I mean, Jake Cave came in the game for Kyle Schwarber, but everybody in this lineup got at least one hit. Got at least one, and there were six hitters with at least two, and again, Alec Bohm had three. So big night for the offense, and like I said, 41 runs in the last five games. Come on, do the math. That's about 8 runs a game, just about. So or maybe even a little over. You get it. You get the point. For this team to offense needs to stay hot, because You know, you can't just, I mean, the pitching has done wonders for them this year. You know, Walker being great for the chunk of the season, you know, Ranger for a chunk of the season too. Zach Wheeler as well, you know, wasn't great his last time out, but the offense needs to stay hot. They need to. I'm not looking for 10 runs a game. I'm not asking for to give me, you know, 10 runs scored each game. I mean, that's great, but you know, the offense just needs to stay hot to you know, maybe give the pitching staff a little bit of a breather as far as, you know, pressure, because it's great that they've pitched well all season long, but you want you know, you want them to feel like, okay, when I go out there, I don't have to give up, you know, just one or two runs for this team to for us to have a chance. Like, you know, maybe I can have a little bit of breathing room, and you know, that's what the offense has done lately. So offense stays hot. That's my last takeaway for last night's big win. So previewing tonight, it's gonna be a very intriguing matchup storyline wise for both sides. So you know, Phils have two more games at home against the Giants over the next couple of days. Looking ahead to tonight, 6:40 start time, just like yesterday. Taijuan Walker comes in with a 4.05 ERA. On the other side, Kyle Harrison for the Giants, top left-handed pitching prospect this year in baseball. I think he's 20th overall prospect. I could be wrong on that. I'm just going to double check real quick. Yep, he's the 20th overall prospect in baseball. So, and he has 4.66 ERA and 23 starts in the minors this year. So, I guess average. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that, but like I thought those were his numbers. But I guess they feel comfortable enough for him to get up here. And I mean, he dominated the minors last year. I'm going to get into that in a second, but dominated the minors. So you know, things to watch for tonight. Taijuan Walker's velocity. Okay, he hasn't pitched in 10 days. He has not pitched in 10 days. Velocity thing's weird to me. I don't get it. I mean, the guy's not 50 years old. Even Nolan Ryan didn't have issues. I mean, throwing no hitters like 49, whatever it was. I don't know. But the velocity thing's weird. Hopefully at 10 days, you know, gives him time to not have these velocity issues. So number one thing to watch tonight, Taijuan Walker velocity. Number two, Kyle Harrison, like I mentioned, top left-handed pitching prospect. A lot of swing and miss stuff. You know, just looking at, I guess, his scouting report from the minors and him coming up as a prospect. He topped the minors in whiffs per nine last year at almost 15. Whiff percentage in almost 40%. And he reached AA at age 20. This guy's a young buck. He was born in 2001. I hate this. Hate seeing people that are born after the year 2000. You're not real to me. You're not real. Sorry. Feel weird. Just weird. But anyway, so Kyle Harrison, maybe Phils need to hit him around. Hit him around, dude. Come on. And then last thing to watch for tonight's game, offense to stay hot. Offense to stay hot. I mentioned this already in my key takeaways from last night's game, but I would just love to see this offense stay hot. Just stay hot, please. That's you know, and even if it's, you know, 4 to 5 runs and Walker, you know, gives you 6 solid innings of 2 earned or something like that. I mean, almost like Nola from last night. But speaking of like Walker too, like that's something you got to watch. You know, like Nola had a bad start to the game last night. I mean, they finished well. I mean, Walker's kind of had trouble with that too. So that's something to watch as well. But for the offense to stay hot, that's probably my last thing to watch. I know we have Lorenzen and Alex Cobb tomorrow, I believe, to end the series, 4:05 p.m. start time. And Dan Wilson will have you up to date there for the next couple of days as far as Phillies today goes. So around the league, let's look at some of the National League East scores and standings from yesterday. I had mentioned the Braves. It doesn't even matter, but the Braves lost to the Mets 10-4. I mean, we know they're getting the division. And then we had Miami lose to San Diego 6-2. And I think that was all it was for the National League East. I believe so. So yeah, that looks like it was all for the National League East. I think the Nats were off. And then looking at the NL East standings, Even though they really don't matter, but just going to mention it to you guys. Anyway, 80-44, those Braves are just disgusting, even though they lost. 68-57, filled second place. Miami, 64-62. Mets, 59-67. And the Nats, 57-68. Man, what if the Nats finish with a better record than the Mets? Just saying. MLB scores and standings from yesterday. Cincinnati and LA, with the Angels were postponed. Cubs beat the Tigers 7-6. Matters because of the wild card standings, for us at least. Pittsburgh beats St. Louis 11-1. Boston loses to the Astros in Minute Maid 9-4. Seattle all over the White Sox 14-2. The Royals lose to Oakland. The Vegas A's, 6-4. Texas loses to Arizona 4-3. And like I mentioned with Miami, they lost to San Diego 6-2. And so let's just look at the NL wildcard race before I get you to some news and notes. So like I had mentioned, the Phils remain in first place in the wildcard standing, 68-57. The Cubs, 65-59 now. They're right behind the Phils. They're in second place. So the Giants move down with the loss, 65-50. Or 65-60, as they've played one more game than the Cubs so far, in third in that final wild card spot. And then Arizona is right there, 65-61, half game back. Man, this wild card race is very, very close. Cincinnati, 64-61, a game back of the last spot. Miami, 64-62, a game and a half back. And then San Diego, 5.5 back. I still believe in the Padres. I don't know what it is. I'm just crazy, but you all already knew that. So there you go on the wild card standings for the National League, and then some news and notes. So I saw Jose Alvarado moving a little in the bullpen last night. I didn't know if they were going to go to him or not. They did not. They went to Matt Strom thereafter. He relieved Aaron Nola. So, but Jose Alvarado's back. I don't know if you watched the game last night, you saw that Alvarado is being reinstated to the team. Luis Ortiz optioned to AAA Lehigh Valley. Still like the depth in this team as far as the bullpen goes, but even overall. But it's good to see Alvarado back. They need him. They're going to need him for the stretch run. So Jose Alvarado back. Luis Ortiz optioned to AAA Lehigh Valley. Another thing, Christian Pache, weird one, because I mean, at first it was the right elbow inflammation, right? And he was expected to be back by like now, but he's not going to be. He's had hip tightness, and this was a part of his, his rehab assignment. Down with AAA Lehigh Valley, he was DHing a lot, I think. But now he has hip tightness that has created knee soreness. Not good. I mean, they're Thompson saying it's nothing serious, so what am I saying? But I want Pache back just for the fact of I like depth, and I think it's really important for this Phillies team. But Rob Thompson said nothing serious, but the Phillies want to evaluate Pache before deciding next step. Hopefully it's really nothing serious, but you never know. But again, depth in this team, very important. So hopefully Pache comes back before the playoffs and is healthy. Hopefully this is nothing serious like Topper said. So Pache, hip tightness that has created knee soreness. So just an update there. The Phillies still need to evaluate Pache before deciding what they're going to do with him next. So let's get to some bets, shall we? Because I have not given you guys any bets in recent weeks. So starting with Trey Turner's been hot. I think he's due for a homer. I think he takes the kid deep, Kyle Harrison. You can take a Trey Turner home run at plus 420. I'd take it. I'd take the Trey Turner homer. JT Realmuto, 3 plus total bases at plus 240. I would take it too. Realmuto has been he's been good lately. I would take JT Realmuto, 3 plus total bases in this game. Maybe he rings up Kyle Harrison a little bit too. Plus 240, JT Realmuto, 3 plus total bases. This is also all according to FanDuel. That's the app I'm using most of the time. And then first inning correct score. Phillies 1-0. No, that's not like super exciting, but that's plus 550. Plus 550, or was it plus 550 or was it plus 900? I believe it was plus 900. I believe so. just gonna double check real quick because I don't want to give you guys the wrong one. See, now I gotta log in. It's gonna ask for my face recognition. No, I can do this without doing that. I hate the whole facial recognition stuff. It's kind of scary. Let's be real. It is very scary. Where is it? First inning result? No, not first inning result. I believe it was. This is first inning correct score. Look at my preparation. It's just great. It's great for these shows. First inning correct score. Nope. Oh yeah, first inning correct score. Plus 550. Phillies 1-0. Trey Turner's gonna hit that home run in the first inning, and the Phillies will be up 1-0 and plus 550. Take it. Do it. Win all your bets because of me. If you're using FanDuel. If it's something different, then maybe they have similar bets. They probably do. But anyway. So those are your bets for today. Trey Turner, home run, plus 420. JT Realmuto, 3+ total bases, plus 240. First inning, correct score. Phillies 1-0, plus 550. So lastly, I never do this, but let's do it today. This day in Phillies history. On August 22nd, I ain't like to go back too far. There wasn't anything crazy going back too far anyway. So we're going to keep it from 2000 and 2002. So 2000 on this day, in August 22nd, 2000, Bruce Chen. Phillies' Bruce Chen gives up a first-inning grand slam to Cincinnati's Alex Ochoa. It's the record-setting 142nd slam of the year in the majors. That was the those were the days, man, the steroid era. I love the steroid era. I don't care what anyone says. I freaking loved it. So that's great to hear that. It's great to hear that. So, I mean, it's bad to hear that, but it's great to hear that. So that's, you know, 142nd slam of the year in the majors at that point. I wonder how many slams there were in the year overall. 2002, the Wolfpack. Randy Wolf hits his first major league home run on his 26th birthday. He also picks up the win with 8 shutout innings. Randy Wolf was a decent hitting pitcher. I remember, I think it was against the Rockies. He hit like a multi-homer game. I remember watching that as like a 9-year-old or something like that in my grandmother's living room. So Randy Wolf hits his first major league home run on his 26th birthday. He also picks up the win with 8 shutout innings on this day in 2002, 21 years ago. Holy crap. All right, so that's going to do it for me. That's this day in Phillies history. Hopefully the Phillies can get a dub tonight against the San Francisco Giants and take this series already so we don't have to worry about anything. So go Fightins. Dan Wilson has you for the rest of the week. I'll talk to you guys next week. Go Phils.